telling us a little bit about Uncle Ted, our Uncle Ted, and when he joined the service, mm-hmm. and then he became a member of the RAF, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he started out as in the rifle division uh-huh. in Canada and ended up in the Royal British Air Force as a pilot.
Right, and you talked about the fact that he ended up there because they needed pilots.
They needed pilots, and he had learned to fly, I guess, from the other pilots.
He was
and he ended up with a, what is it called?
Commission.
Commissioned from the...
Just a second.
That's okay.
See, this is what I mean.
Oh, we got plenty.
As a second lieutenant in the Royal Air Force from the date of demobilization, and we do hereby give and grant you full power and authority to have, hold, enjoy your honorary rank of second lieutenant.
That's pretty amazing. He goes from the United States to Canada to being in the RAF.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you said something about that he wanted to join the Red Cross.
When he was separated from his Canadian group.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not, they didn't help him. And he went to the Salvation Army, and they gave him food and bedding, and they found his group.
And
I do not know how he got from his rifle corps into the Air Force,
mm-hmm.
but he made it.
So do you have any stories about his time with the RAF in the Air Force that you can recall, or?
Just things that are no interest at all.
Well,
that he, well,
you never know who's interested in what.
I know he went into London with a group of his peers, I guess. And they went to, is this recording?
It's okay.
What is the hotel so well known?
Connaught?
No.
Ritz? Yeah.
No.
Well, that's okay. Anyway.
They were going to order tea, and I think it was not his peers. He was with officers above him.
Okay.
And one of the officers said, I'll take a plate of sandwiches with this tea. Ted couldn't believe it. Of course, the little sandwiches. It's just a silly thing.
I think it's great. Kind of gives you an idea.
Well, yes, he was young and inexperienced.
He'd never been to England before, so I'm sure there's a lot of other instances.
He'd never had tea before.
Definitely.
So, anyway, I'll stop this for a minute.